Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
It's time to check in with the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning.
Morning.
Let's start with the offense. I know you said you guys needed 30. When you went back and watched the film, was there a common theme with some of the offensive struggles?
No, I mean, yeah, we came out, we started out, and felt like we did what we needed to do, you know, what we wanted to do, really. We wanted to establish a run game and playing a little heavier sets against that team. And you know, I mean, we did that. I mean, that opening drive, we went all the way down and, you know, established the what we wanted to do. And so it was really, you know, the 2 minute right before half, not to be able to get the momentum back there, get some points back on the board, you know, after the fourth down stop. That was tough. And then we had really what we would call a couple of breathing plays in two different series in the second half just to try to get us into manageable downs. You know, we didn't do well on, and so that forced us into these fourth and tens, and that's just a hard spot. You know, and when you know you're going to need to put up some points and those happen, you know, that's really four different things I'm talking about on four different series. Man, it's not enough. So that's where we fell short. We did a number of good things. We had a lot of guys play really well. Coaches, all of us, man. You got to be on point with everything.
What created the delay of game following the penalty that took away the Goff touchdown?
Couldn't hear, play call, all of it. You know, it was just the communication piece, trying to get it in. Now, I don't, you know, the clock didn't get pumped on that. I don't know. Nothing's been said on any of that. So, you know, we were pressed against it. We didn't get it in time, the communication wasn't clear. So, you know, that's on us as coaches.
I know you said it's a sore subject, and you take responsibility for that play not being a legal play. So I don't really want to ask you it again, but I did want to know, after the game, you said it came from New York. Were you told that that came down from New York?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You've been, obviously, very good. Your teams have been very good of responding after losses. And we've talked about, you know, the fact that you haven't lost back-to-back games in a number of years. Why are your teams so good at being able to respond after a loss?
Well, I think we, you know, I've mentioned this before. We got a group, a competitive group, they go to work, man. Win, lose, they go to work. But when you're a competitive group and you want to do things right and you want to clean up the things that may have cost you the week before, you know, there's a certain level of urgency and there's a certain level of man, we're in a race. You know, we're in a race to improve this week. You know, to get back in the win column, man, to get another W and stay away from the L's. So I just think it, you know, there's an urgency that happens. And I don't want to say that it's not there when you're winning, but it's just, you know, there's a reason why you lose these games, and collectively all of us, man, it makes you want to clean it up. I mean, that includes me. It's all of us. So what do we have to do against this opponent to not let that happen again? And so you're just trying to turn over every stone. The guys are going to be ready to roll. They were ready yesterday. And they came in, we cleaned up the tape. We got an unbelievable group, you know, and our leaders are strong, and we'll be ready.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Down to the decimal, where is Aleem McNeil at for Monday?
Listen, and barring something happening this week, Lean's freaking playing, man.
What's that do to the defense? What's that do? I mean, because obviously he's a player that teammates love. He's a great player, and so just in terms of production, but what does that do to this defense?
Well, it's, you know, those guys, everybody loves Mac, man, and they know what kind of teammate he is, but what kind of production he can bring to us in the run and pass game. You know, he's the type of guy who he elevates the guys around him. He'll elevate their level of play or their production, just him being out there, because he's going to draw a little bit of attention, or they're going to have to. So, you know, listen, this is his first game back, so it'll be, you know, he'll have to shake off a couple of cobwebs, but after what I've seen the last 2 weeks, it won't take long. So, but it's good to have him back, man. He's certainly one of our pieces, man. He's a pivotal piece to what we do here, and he's going to help us.
Will he be full go, or is he going to get eased in, be kind of on a pitch count?
Yeah, we'll take it as it comes. I mean, he's got more reps over the last 2 weeks. He's going to get more reps in practice this week, too.
When you look at this Tampa offense, obviously devastated by injuries at the receiver position. They might get Mike Evans back, don't know, and Igbuka is questionable. But you're also beat up in the secondary. And so I guess two questions. One, when do you expect to hear back on Brian Branch's appeal? And how do you construct a game plan against a quarterback that has been so efficient, even though his top end receivers haven't been there?
Well, we're hoping to find something out by late this afternoon with Branch, exactly where that goes. So, you know, in that sense, I think we'll have an idea. Now we're in the middle of game planning right now. Most of it will be in by tonight, but or a lot of it, the base aspect of it. But as far as everything, like we're ready. I'm assuming we don't have him. You know, you're going to assume that you don't have him, and you know what you're taking to the game, and so Chef's going to do a great job putting a plan together to where, you know, these guys can play fast and we'll know what to do and you know where their help's at, how to play it, and it's going to be on everybody, you know, to bring it to life. It's going to take everybody. It'll take that D line, it'll take the linebackers, and then certainly the secondary is going to the game. But we'll have a good plan.
What's the biggest concern about facing a quarterback that is as competitive and as feisty as Baker Mayfield?
Man, he's playing at a high level. I got a lot of respect for Baker. I always have. I just think he is, man. He's a competitive, smart, gritty freaking QB, man. I'm watching the San Francisco game. He just freaking wills himself on a, you know, he breaks out of the pocket, takes off. I don't know what it was, 15 yards for first down or 12. But anyway, takes off, breaks tackles, dives for the first down. He just kind of wills it to happen. And those guys, you know, it's very clear. They look to him and they trust him. They know he's going to find a way to make it happen. And he's playing at a high level. I mean, he's seeing the field so good right now. He's making, like, pinpoint throws. He's just – he's playing out of his mind right now. So, you know, we got to be able to keep him in there. We got, you know, as always, we're going to need to challenge a little bit on the perimeter, and we can't let him get going. We can't let him get hot.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
With Brian Branch, is there a worry he's getting a reputation that could hurt him moving forward?
No, I mean, I don't want to worry about all that reputation, because the bottom line is anybody that really knows Branch knows who he is, what he is. Brian Branch is not a bad person. He's not a thug. He's not. He made a mistake. And, you know, are these things there's things we've discussed, and he knows he needs to be better, and he knows he needs to contain himself at times, and he will, and he's going to learn from this. He's going to be better for all this.
I want to ask you one, and I want to go back to it. I don't want to harp on, just like we had talked about earlier, but when we asked you, you know, did that call come from New York about overturning the Goff touchdown? Are you guys inquiring as to why you were told that, or inquiring as to what happened in that situation, why they went back a minute and a half later and threw the flag?
Yeah, we asked on all of that. We asked on all of it, and I can't tell you any of that.
But it was an official that told you it came from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, obviously it's raised a lot of questions and concerns from the fans. I know you guys probably have a lot of those too. Back to Branch. Assuming he doesn't go, who picks up the slack? Like, is it Harper that gets a lot of those snaps? How do you guys shift the defense?
Yeah, I mean, we'll play with those guys that we brought last week, you know, and man, they went in there and competed, you know. And there's things we can do to help them out too, you know. Shep's already, we've talked about that. But yeah, man, Harp and, you know, you see Harp, and we brought Hallett last week. He didn't play really any defense, but he made this week. Millett, you know, is going to help us out again. Obviously, Rock and Amik out on the edge there. And then, you know, Whiteside came to the game as well, and he's ready to go. And some of those guys helped us, most of them on special teams, which is good. But, listen, those guys will be ready. They're not afraid to go in there and freaking battle. And we'll be able to help those guys. We'll set them up and let them be able to play fast.
Any update on Kirby Joseph?
No, nothing new. I mean, he's, you know, about what everybody thought after the game. You know, it's he's pretty sore. You know, but it's a long week, so we'll see where he goes.
It's Dan Campbell, Monday night. That place is going to be rocking.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, it's good to be back home. It's going to be a big one. It's a big one. It's a good team, and this will have implications down the road.
No doubt about it. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, have a good one.
It's 97.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.